Tonight, I'd like just to review a couple of things here before I've asked someone to share kind of a testimony tonight. You know, testimonies are very powerful stories and examples that we use to express what God has done in our lives, and also just the kind of stand that we've had to take at times, and the tenacity and the wherewithal that it takes. You know, it says in Ephesians 6, it says, "Stand therefore, finally, my brethren, stand. And having done all, to stand." Well, you know, sometimes that takes some, I guess what we would call intestinal fortitude. It takes an attitude of excellence, an attitude of victory, an attitude of persistence and determination. And behind it all, backing it all up, honestly, is the love of God. And God does list some wonderful characteristics about the love of God in 1 Corinthians 13. I just thought I could kind of read briefly through those in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 13. Reading from the King James Version, says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave itself rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Love bears up under. Love always carries us through." And, you know, as we've been looking in 1 John, we've been reading, I know a number of you have been reading, and we know this, that it says God is love. And, you know, love is kind of one of those intangible things. You can't put it in a test tube and take it into, you know, the laboratory and get it analyzed. But we can sure see the effects of it. That is for sure. And, you know, one of the great things that drew people to Jesus, I think, was his great love. His great love for God and also his great love for people as he walked and talked and lived out his ministry. And, you know, he told us that he was going to come and live with us. And it's funny, on Tuesdays, Ken just recently shared about that conversation that Jesus was having with the disciples about it. You know, it's important that I go away so I can send a comforter in my name, and then went on to say how the Holy Spirit is greater than the personal presence of Jesus Christ. You know, that takes a little while to absorb that. I mean, I guess I sort of acknowledge it, but, you know, the reality of, because our interconnections and, you know, goings on with people in the flesh, we're looking at people, we're seeing them. We're talking about an intangible spiritual power that's living within us behind every cell that you can't physically see. And so it's something you have to really appropriate and put into your mind and your thinking, realizing that God in Christ is in us. He's just in there. He's not going away. So we learn to identify with that spiritual nature. And as part of that identification, things happen in our lives. And I wanted to bring Nash George Evans to speak a little bit about some things that have happened in his life recently. And we'll go ahead and do that right now. So, George, I'm going to take you guys off mute. God bless your heart.
thank you, Barney. First of all, I'd like to give honor and glory to God. Right now, the 2.5 years that I've been on this journey, it's been something that I could never have imagined in my life. You know, I was always the one out playing golf twice a week and, you know, just living up life. And for me, it was an experience that I realized that sometimes we can't control things that happen in our life. We can certainly pray for the best to happen. But when we're caught up in a situation that requires us to get on our knees or however we approach prayer, I have realized that having been an athlete my whole life, I have taken this relationship with my Heavenly Father as almost a coach player situation. For me, you know, I've opened the door to listen to him, to listen to his coaching. And I can say in the last 2.5 years, I have been through so many doors. I've been in front of so many doctors. I've had 3 surgeries. I've had so many, two years of sleepless nights. And yet today, I look at my life and I think of how God has really put me in a position of ministry. Sometimes we don't realize what the outcome's going to be of, you know, where our struggles lie. But for me, it's been, you know, I have 3 or 4 people that call on me, and I'm blessed. Just you know, for me to give them encouragement. You know, they know the challenges and struggles I've gone through. And I think when you're aware of somebody that's been in the heat of the battle, I guess you kind of feel like, okay, maybe they have something to offer. And I'm honored and I'm privileged that one of these individuals is a guy I went to high school with who spent 20 years in prison, and he is so hard on himself. And for me, to be able to encourage this individual and just tell him that God loves him right now. He paid Jesus paid the price, you know, but he also 20 years, he paid the price. So, you know, our words are power. And I realize that, you know, how God has set me up through all of this to love people where they're at. And for me, to hear that inner voice, is something that religions can teach you a lot of things, a lot of works, but really when it comes down to it, it's a personal relationship. And when we call out to him and all the sleepless nights I've had, you know, where I'm up 6 or 10 times a night, you know, I would, you know, get back and I'd go, okay, let's see if we can get back to sleep. But the second I started my communication with my Heavenly Father and speaking in tongues, I went into a deep sleep. You know, I wasn't thinking worldly wise. I wasn't thinking poor me, why me? But, you know, to understand that through all of this, he's given me tools. He's given me skills that I am so thankful for. You know, it's really, you know, we all have a toolbox, but, you know, it's how often do we use them? And we have so many opportunities in the world today, this changing world, that, you know, I can't hardly recognize. I have an opportunity. I have grandkids. I have chances to, you know, just love them where they're at and not talk about, you know, what it was like yesterday, you know, in the time we grew up. But to realize what's important right now is to, you know, talk about God, talk about, you know, that we are spiritual beings having this human experience. You know, we're gonna find ourselves, you know, sometimes, you know, in this battle trying to, you know, sometimes wake up in the day and then wonder what the day has in store. But I believe that if we look at every opportunity, every situation to speak, you know, the word, to meet somebody new, to call somebody that from the past, to encourage, and I am so blessed that I have in my life so many people that have been praying for me. I have every day, Barney and myself, we pray, and we always have a little, you know, time together before we pray where we just kind of laugh and just, you know, we're brothers and talk about whatever it might be. But it's the laughter that for me has just become such a healing part of my daily walk. And I have a garage fellowship comprised of coaches and athletes from a local university, and I just sit there and listen to their stories, and again I always feel so blessed. But to end this, I just would encourage, you know, everybody to practice, the coming from the heart and dealing in the heart and getting out of the head. For me, not being in the head and moving to the heart has made all the difference. And if you're dealing with anything today, just understand that the adversary is always trying to reel you into the past, where we kind of sometimes, knock ourselves and beat ourselves up. But right now, God is in the now. And when we can practice that, and just, it is a practice. Like I say, I'm an athlete. God is my coach, and he'll encourage me. Just keep practicing every day. And I get that word as he will speak to you about. And I just, again, thank you for the time to just kind of speak from my heart. I know this was rehearsed. I didn't have anything written down. Sometimes when Barney would say, "What do you want to say?" I don't know if I have anything to say, but if any of this did have, if it resonates, then I'm honored and I'm humbled. So have a blessed evening.
God bless your heart, George. That's so encouraging. It's just an example of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that we work together to help each other. We may feel all alone out there sometimes with our problems and issues and feel like you're the only one that's ever gone through it. But, when you hear testimonies and stories like that, you realize the power and strength of community and the power and strength of just being connected with people. So, if you find yourself struggling, reach out to somebody. Just tell them, hey, I'm struggling. That's half the battle sometimes, is just being aware of that. It reminds me of a couple of verses. One, George just mentioned, and it's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. And it's followed up with another great verse to kind of get their vision up a little bit. But Philippians 3:13, it says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended." In other words, I don't know everything there is to know. But this is one thing I do know. I do my best to try to forget those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. So that's what George said. We live in the moment. Somebody used to once say, "Milk the moment." Today is the day the Lord hath made. We can't go back and change a lot of those things that have happened, but we can look forward to seeing our partnership with God and one another really just working exceeding abundantly above. So I do my best to forget those things that are behind, successes and failures, and I reach forward to those things which are ahead. But here's the verse I really wanted to just kind of wrap things up with. I press towards the goal for the prize of the high calling, of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the goal. I push on. I pursue. I get determined, like that George said, the athlete, determined to succeed, determined to get a little better, determined to move in a forward direction, to be forward thinking. I press. I get more determined towards the goal for the prize of an upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's who we are. That's who we've been made to be. We've been bought with a price. And so now, where we have to get really so much more in tune is right up here between your ears. See? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we're so thankful for great words from your word, great words of energy and strength and spiritual nourishment. Thank you for George's testimony there. And we're all growing, Father. We all have testimonies that are just so incredibly beautiful that just display your goodness. And just thankful, Father, that we can be together as a family here in these precious times, these precious moments to share our lives together and just enjoy the blessings and benefits of being a child of yours. And we're thankful tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.